Let's talk to Bruce Williamson from the Bristol-based rail improvement group Rail Future. Hello, Bruce.
Good afternoon, Claire.
Hiya. Tell us more about what's happening at the moment in terms of these services.
Well, anyone who's been on a train recently will no doubt notice that there aren't many passengers on it. So it makes sense, you know, that to meet this reduced demand, that there is a reduced service, and likewise with the unavailability of some staff. So they're putting this into place, which is something that, broadly speaking, we support, subject to a few sort of caveats. I think the rail industry in the past, when things have gone wrong, have definitely been found wanting when it comes to communication. So I think there's the rail industry needs to work really hard to make sure that passengers know exactly what's happening, because clearly, you know, if you have a load of passengers turning up for a train that isn't there, that ain't good, and you're going to have a whole load of unhappy people.
Yeah. I mean, what impact is this going to have for passengers? Because most people will not be travelling by train at the moment, but obviously there are some cases where people will still have to do it, and there'll be fewer trains.
Well, indeed. I mean, hopefully, if they get it right, the reduction in trains will sort of match the reduction in demand. But we have seen still in the news reports of overcrowded trains on some routes, so clearly the train companies aren't quite getting it right in terms of the ones that they reduce, and there's, you know, still, I think, a demand for traffic. I think particularly the commuter routes in or out of London are still still, you know, heavily used, and the London Underground as well. Because the government really, you know, where it gets interesting is the political side of this, because the government has no choice but to step in, and what we're actually seeing is a halfway house towards nationalising the railway, because the train operating companies would go bust if the government didn't step in.
Yeah, absolutely. It is such a strange time to see that happening. Basically, the government is sort of almost like underwriting the train companies, isn't it?
That's exactly what's going on, and because, you know, the train operating companies would go bust, so the government has to take on that risk. And actually, it's something that we've been pushing for some time. We think that it's better to run the railways as a sort of fixed-term contract for the train operating companies, and that the government takes on the risk and the reward of the ticket income. And also there's an opportunity as well, because the government is sort of now more in control than it ever has been. You know, there's a whole load of ridiculous anomalies with fares and ticket types and so on. You know, and for instance, you know, what time is off peak? Well, that varies from franchise to franchise. So there's an opportunity now for the government to sort of unify and simplify everything, if they have the political will to do that, which I think would be good for the railway industry.
Okay, good to talk to you. Thank you. Bruce Williamson from the Bristol-based rail improvement group, Rail Future.